How you mean? Right about now, you tune into the Bass Scout Podcast. Turn that shit up right about now.
I'm the head of the house. I'm the watchman on the wall. I'm the gatekeeper.
Welcome, welcome. This is the premiere episode of the Bass Cult Podcast. As our dear friend JD said, turn that shit up. Hi. I'm John Boyd. My friend here is Ravi Ladwa.
Hello, hello.
And we're here to talk about drum and bass. yeah, here we are. I'm going to turn this shit down because it's driving me insane, tell you the truth.
We've heard this track like pumpkin times.
Trying to decide what's going to be our theme song. Yeah. Okay, it's getting tired.
Yeah, you can cut it.
All right, cool. Anyways.
Well, first episode, man. First fucking episode.
Yeah. I mean, we've recorded other things before, but this is the first one that we're going to put on fucking iTunes.
That's and right. We're in a studio without air conditioning, too.
I forgot to turn it back on. God damn it.
All right. Don't even believe it.
All right. Yeah. Okay. Well, that brings me to my first point. Oh, it is fucking hot in Toronto, man. I don't know where all you people are at, but this is bullshit. Inside the studio now, it is probably 100 degrees. And that was with the AC pumping. I don't know what I did to deserve this, man, but this is unreal.
Yeah, I'm sweating here. I'm sweating. Yeah. Like, today is brutal. I couldn't believe it was, like, what, 36 degrees outside? What's that Fahrenheit? I don't know.
It's got to be close to 100, if not just a little bit over.
Whatever you non-metric system using people use.
So pretty much everybody else except for us.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's wonderful. Yeah. It's wonderful. Yes, 45 Celsius with the Humidex.
You know how fucking hot it was? So I left work. I have a 2 kilometer walk from my workplace to the train station. I was drenched. I'm standing there waiting for my train to show up. And you know when you're so hot, you feel the sweat just dripping down your back and it's going down the crack of your ass. I felt it going down my leg. I'm like, what the fuck? Did I just piss my pants? I'm like, no, it's my ball sweat, man.
All right.
My ball sweat was running down my leg.
That is terrible.
That's nasty.
That is terrible.
That is nasty.
Were you wearing white shorts too or no?
No.
That's good. Thank God for that. Walking down King West, eh?
Yeah.
Sweaty titties.
Sweaty titties everywhere, man. I don't know what's wrong with these women out there. They don't smile, but they like showing off their titties and all sweaty and, you know.
Well, 99% of the time you don't even realize that they have a head. So, I mean.
There you go.
That's it. So, here we are. Hot, sweaty. Jungle-ist. It feels like we're in the jungle. Well,
you know, honestly, we're sitting here. Like, I feel like I'm at a rave. I got a towel around my neck. And I got like sweat running down my face right now.
Yeah, it's nutty. It's unpleasant. But anyway, we're gonna soldier through it because that's what we do.
Okay, let's stop complaining.
Yeah. I mean, this is all first world problems. Our AC's not working right. Okay, shut up, bitches. yeah. So you know what? I gotta talk about LTJ.
What was that last Saturday?
It was last Saturday. It was at the Annex Rec Room, which seems to be the premier jungle spot these days in Toronto. Put on by Ground Space and Toronto Jungle. And it's been a while since LTJ has been here, right?
Like 2 years?
Only 2 years? Oh, that's right, because he did the main room in government, right?
I think so.
That's right. Yeah, it was with Conrad and Blame. Anywho, so anticipation is high, right? Everybody wants to check it out. And dude, he fucking killed it.
Did
he? Dude, it was unbelievable. There was six opened up the night. You know, and again, people are coming to see LTJ, right? So it's a little bit slow in the beginnings, right? Even there's a big lineup for opening up for him. Fuck, it was six. Then Prime from Prophecy fame. Then, of course, the legendary Sniper.
Right.
That guy... I don't even understand how he can not be playing every 15 minutes. The guy's phenomenal, man. Just track selection after track. Just fucking made the night awesome. Like, set it up perfectly for LTJ to come on, right? And, you know, as the night progressed, you know, like, he's building it up, and LTJ walks through the crowd, and everybody's like, oh, my God, it's LTJ! Anyway, it was unbelievable. And He's a tractor user, by the way. Is no he? Serato for that motherfucker. Oh, tractor, wow. Baby. Yeah, but absolutely a flawless set. Flawless. Just pounding people with tunes. Pounding, pounding, pounding. Knew how to read a room. From my recollection, which is a wee bit hazy.
Hazy? Why was it so hazy?
It was just sweaty and, you know dehydrated.
Dehydrated, yeah.
Yeah. No Jägermeister. It was absolutely phenomenal. Absolutely phenomenal.
I heard he played an extra long set, didn't he?
His quote, I think, was, the guys at Groundspace asked, do you want to play a 2+ hour set? He's like, I'll play all night, then I'll play all the fucking after party. I was like, wow, that guy's a murderer, man.
That's a fucking soldier, man, right there.
He played one tune after his last tune with the lights on. You know, like, that's the kind of guy he is. Yeah, man. I mean,
you guys ain't going nowhere.
No, this is it. It's very much, and to me, like, Groundspace, like, I'm not on this ball washing tip this early in the show, but there's
speaking of ball washing
after this heat, man, we need to do some manscaping and some ball washing. But in the few parties, you know, relatively speaking, they haven't thrown that many jams, but there's been some legendary things. You know, the Fabio speech,
yep.
That huge thing about how awesome Toronto is, and, you know,
that Fabio speech was crazy.
It is crazy, man. Lots of people have seen that. Tens of thousands of people have seen that.
And what he said was unbelievable. He just said, fuck the Drum and Bass Awards. Were the Drum and Bass Awards?
Yeah.
He skipped out on that just so he can come play Toronto.
So, yeah, I mean, and this is for, like, a smaller company, you know, and the Clute set.
Yep.
He murdered that. Caliber is always an awesome. Marcus Intellex twice.
Yeah.
And
Doc Scott.
Doc Scott, three tunes in, blows a fucking subwoofer.
That was it.
Man. And then apparently he blew a second one. That was the rumor.
Did he?
That's the rumor. Oh. You know? So that's pretty fun. You know what I mean? But yeah, if you guys ever get a chance, the tickets might be a bit more expensive. You know?
You're paying for quality.
Absolutely paying for quality, man. Yeah. The guy has been around 25 fucking years. Easily. I mean...
Uh-oh, man down. That's okay.
iPhone. Yeah, the guy's been around for 25 years. If the advance tickets for this show were $25, at the door, 30. I mean, come on, man. For almost 3.5 hours of just LTJ, 3 hours of LTJ, and you have Sniper, you've got fucking Toronto locals. I mean, come on, who are you kidding? So, and any one of your cities, I'm sure you have locals that you love too. And then to top it all off with LTJ, come on. Just fucking get on it and go. If you haven't seen him, he's fantastic.
I think any show that Groundspace puts on is quality, right? Whoever they bring in is just solid.
Well, I agree, and to me it seems like it's not so much off the beaten path, but it's not the top 40, you know, air quote things, right? I mean, they're big names unto themselves. I mean, like, any of these people I would put up against the big 4-hour set of Andy C, right? I would, absolutely. Clute. To go back to Clute, he's one of the most underrated DJs.
Yeah.
To me, in the biz, he's fucking phenomenal, man.
Why do you say that?
Again, it's crowd reading, it's tune selection. Like, he can see what's working, what's not, and it's like that. Mm-hmm. So if things start to slow down on the dance floor, the guy kicks it up fucking 10 notches and just hammers you, and it keeps going. He keeps going.
Right.
It's nonstop. I mean, again, it's their trade, right?
That's what they do. That's what they do for a living, right?
But I mean, there's a lot of people who say that they're DJs who can't do that.
No, they can't. They just play one song after another. But then those are people who just, you know, make up their sets before they, oh, I'm playing Toronto? Okay, I'm going to play these songs, and that's my show. Collect my money and go home.
That's it. You know, and these guys have deep, deep fucking CD books, man. Like, I mean, tracks, you know, if we're going to talk about unreleased music, fucking Caliber. Wow. Yeah. The guy has like 10,000 tracks that are... You'll never see the light of day except for his set. So when you go to see him play, it's Caliber. It's not Beatport Top 100. It's not,
right.
You know, even a few hidden gems.
What? No Katy Perry?
That's killable, dude. That's
no, that Katy Perry remix?
What, the I Kissed a Girl and I Liked It?
Was that the one? No, what was the one, that guy, Artifice?
Oh, yeah, okay. You know what? Fair enough.
All those...
I thought it was... Taylor Swift? Taylor Swift.
Okay, they all sound the same.
Yeah, that was pretty good, though. I enjoyed that one.
I was actually impressed by that one. I was shocked.
I mean, the vocals are killable, but that's not his fault. All right. But he did that Unforgiven one too, Artifice.
Yeah, you know what? That some people think it's sacrilege just because it was Metallica, but when I heard that, I was like, that was crazy.
Yeah, but it's
like,
perfect.
Well done.
Yes, well done. Man. He's going to make a big name for himself, in my opinion.
Yeah.
In my opinion. He was on the Doc Scott bill. I think he finished up last, but
yeah,
I mean.
He was last.
Was he last? Yeah. Still. Anyway, off the total subject. again, you get a chance to see LTJ. It doesn't matter if you have to drive. Get a hotel wherever the fuck he's playing at. Spend the night. Trust me. Because I ended up having to spend the night in Toronto.
You know, I was regretting it. I was at home on my back the entire night. And not how you think it is. I was on my back on an ice pack. I mashed up my back that night. And all I could do was sit there on my phone just reading the tweets and the Facebook posts about Sniper going off and then LTJ. And then LTJ's playing an extra 2 hours. I'm like, what the fuck am I doing here?
Gotta get yourself a wheel trans, yeah, man.
You know, I need more painkillers. That's what I needed.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. No, again, man, it was worth it. And I did post a few kind of drunken things about if you're not here, you lose your junglist badge. And all
I lost my junglist card that night, according to John and a couple other people.
I was a little bit, you know, I jumped the gun. I was excited. I was in the front row, and I'm never a front row kind of guy. I like to sit in the back, have a few beers, and just kind of nod my head.
There's something weird about these front row people. Man, seeing you pictures of you in the front row.
There was a lot of pictures of me, man. I was having a good time. No, it was worth it. But yeah, big up Ground Space, man. That was a fantastic party. And the stuff they have coming down the pipe, oof. Just all you have to know, Ground Space, quality, done. Come out to the jams, done. Yeah. Yeah, so I mean, what else is happening with you?
Nothing much. Got some new t-shirt designs coming out.
Can we talk about that?
That's about all I can talk about right now, because everything else is all hush-hush. Website, bnbculture.ca, is undergoing a very lengthy redesign.
Okay.
It was supposed to be done a month and a half ago, but you got priorities, right? Let things show up and get sidetracked, but whatever. So we're aiming for... beginning of August, mid-August, we'll have a relaunch. We'll have a nice little blog there.
That's great.
Got a couple writers coming on board and some new mixes.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Who are the writers? Anybody you can talk about?
I got Love Hurts.
Very nice.
Love Hurts. He's making some waves in Toronto.
Yeah, he sure
guy.
Is.
Great guy. And then I've got another friend of mine, not a drum and bass, but he's more of a hardware type of guy. I think, you know, he doesn't even have a Y name. I just call him Skanky Solanky.
That's catchy. It kind of rolls off the tongue, yeah.
Yeah, let's hope he sticks with that. But he produces his own EBM and industrial. But he's a DMB head at heart.
Nice. Very good. Yeah.
So those are my two writers I got so far.
How about mixes? But, who's what's
mixes?
Coming?
Got something from a good friend of mine in the UK, Deficit.
Oh, great.
He's a label boss of Automate.
Very cool. So, very cool.
He's got guys like Fearless on his roster.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So I'm going to have a nice little mix coming out from him. And a couple other people who just haven't confirmed yet.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's good. That's good. And here I am making faces at you about your website taking forever to fucking relaunch. Really?
Yeah.
I've only been working.
Okay. How long have you been working on yours for?
6 months.
6 months.
This is the fucking opus of a website. You know, I mean, I understand. I talk a big game, but I'm also a cheap fuck, right? I don't want anybody else to. I don't have to pay
anybody. Just saw a post on Kijiji. They'll do your website for $100.
Come on.
I don't know. It's on Kijiji. You won't get quality, but have a website.
Am I going to end up somewhere burned to death too soon?
Or bent over someone's ottoman?
You got a pretty mouth, boy. You want a website? You know what you got to do for it. Yeah, that's wonderful. Yeah, okay. Well, maybe we shouldn't go to Kijiji for fucking web design. Yeah, but I understand, like, you know, things take priority. And honestly, I don't, I'm kind of learning as I go. And
I've seen it, and the site's pretty dope. That's pretty dope for someone who's never built a website before.
And I think it looks cool. I mean, I've put a lot of hours into it, and now it's just a matter of getting content, right? So we're trying to put together a record label, and I have all the music, I have everything ready to go. Robbie's doing the artwork for it, all the album covers, all that jazz. It looks they all look great. Just waiting on some mixes and waiting on my fucking website. And then, we'll be ready to go and I'll be, moving to the UK and hanging out with Goldie and all guys. Because, you know, as soon as you start a label, you're instantly wealthy and famous, right?
Exactly.
I thought so. Yeah. That's the way it goes.
You're going to be moving out to what part of London?
I don't know. Piccadilly Circus?
Sure.
I don't even know where
Soho,
the fuck that is.
Soho, sure.
I was in a Clash song.
Probably.
That's the only reason I know about Soho. Dude, okay. I'm fucking Europe illiterate.
I've been to UK a few times. I got family there, but I stay in. I just call it the rat's nest of London.
What's that?
At that? I don't want to offend anyone, so I'm not just. I'll let whoever's from London listening to that. They can use their imagination.
Right. That's Matt. Love Hurts just got back from.
Yeah, he went on a little. trip.
2 week excursion, baby.
Drum and bass excursion, huh?
He did a week in England, in London specifically.
Yeah.
And then a week in Spain at Innovation.
Innovation. Innovation.
Wow. I mean, and I saw him right when he came back. I mean, I don't want to, you know, blow his story because we're going to have him on too, but I'll leave it at this. He is pissed off at Toronto and he just wants to move to England.
Can't hate the city.
No, I know, but I can understand it.
I'll say something, and I'll leave it at that, and then I'll pick it up again when Matt's here. But that's their culture. That's their thing. You know, Toronto's got their thing.
Right.
You know, you can't compare apples to oranges. Well, you can by their shape, but right. That's about it. But yeah, they're two different cultures at the end of the day. There's no reason to get upset.
Mm.
But if you're passionate about something, then yes, I agree. You can be upset.
Well, he certainly is that. I mean, yeah. The change in him is rather stark. Let's put it that way. But he said he had a great time and made all kinds of connections, talked to a whole bunch of people, and like lived the life for 2 weeks.
Right.
Who doesn't want to do that? I guess it's almost a culture shock to come back home.
Right.
Right.
Well, you know what? It was like that for me the first few times I went to London. Because, I would go and I'd be in central London and I'd go shopping. Like the shopping there is incredible. You know, you head down to Camden and Warwick Street and you just go buy your music. And the music in London or in the UK is phenomenal. It's great. Right? And it's cheap. Back then it was cheap because all I bought was CDs regardless, right? And then you come back here and you're like, fuck, no, I can barely find half this shit here.
Right.
Right. And if I had to go somewhere, I had to go downtown because I lived out in the suburbs. I had to go downtown Toronto. And then, there was only a couple stores at that time that were selling the music that I wanted. And I'm paying almost three times the price.
Those HMV import prices? Fuck that, man.
Oh, it's messed up. Like I'd head to like Metropolis or Penguin,
right.
Somewhere like that.
It's yeah.
Never, I was never gotten to the vinyl.
The days gone by of the record shop, man.
Well,
there's nothing left.
Yeah,
well, only store that's left. I mean, mind you, it's the pillar of the, you know, dance music community, Play D.
Play D.
I mean, you deal with them pretty frequently.
Yeah.
And over the years, I have too, no doubt. But I mean, Eastern Bloc's gone. Black Market was here and gone. Metropolis, yeah. I mean, that's gone. Everything's gone.
Everything's gone.
Rotate This is left.
Yeah, yeah.
And Play D.
Play D.
So one side of me is okay with it because it's progress. I mean, the accessibility of music, I mean, all you have to do is go to a website, find it, and done. You've got it, right?
Yeah.
But at the same time, it makes it disposable, almost.
Yeah, that's true. I never thought of it like that.
Because everybody, there's very little exclusivity, right? Hearing stuff on a dub plate, and you're like, oh my God. And then going to the record shop, you know, having them play the tune and go, oh my God, it was such and such a night I heard this track. I got to have this track.
Right.
Or you hear it from all the tapes that you buy, and finally you have it in your hot little hands, and you can play it yourself right in your basement.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I can play it in my basement. Same difference. I mean, and now you can, you know, but then again, you're not making, I mean, the record labels aren't making the same money from. I mean, there's arguments pro and con to the whole digital revolution, right?
Well, this is the thing. You know, I posted a little YouTube video on the D&B Culture Facebook page of DJ Hype and his opinion on vinyl.
I watched that. Did you hear what he said? 5 years ago, he's giving away 1,000 to 2,000 test presses. Now, if he sells 300 copies, he's lucky.
Yeah.
So of course it's not business oriented, it's not business economically viable to sell vinyl anymore.
But this is the thing, you know, if this is your bread and butter, you're gonna change with technology, right? It's just like how you guys like to play video games, right? So they're gonna make a better video game system, you're gonna go out and buy it.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other one gets outdated. Not that I'm saying, you know, your vinyl collection is outdated or anything like that, but obviously you're gonna keep it. But you know, this is the progress.
Yeah, I agree. And again, we talked about this before. The problem with having, I mean, again, there's so many pros and so many cons, meaning that there's undiscovered people that are going to come out because they can make music. And record labels don't have to fork over so much money to release your record now because it's almost nil, right? They have to pay mastering costs, but nothing is really out of pocket. Everything comes out of the sales.
Right.
So if it doesn't sell, you don't make any money, then you don't get signed again. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
And it also gives little guys like me the opportunity to maybe carve out a little niche for myself.
Right.
But at the same time, going through Track It Down, Beatport, Juno, you name the download store, you have to sift through a bunch of dog shit,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yep.
And just, I mean, I enjoy digging through the crates. You know, now it's digitally digging through the crates, granted, but it's a lot of shit. I mean, it's a lot of shit. And it's not necessarily, you know, a subgenre of drum and bass that's shit. It's just the quality, and I don't want to say it's minimal, it's this, it's that, it's just shit. So at the same time, we really have to kind of bring up the quality, you know, maybe make standards a little bit higher than...
I think they should have our standards. Then that's why you have, you know, these elite websites, like, I guess, Beatport, right? They're not just going
to
have shit.
No, Beatport's a real stushy one to get on. Beatport takes a long, long time to get on. And, yeah.
That's the thing, right? They work.
Right, but I mean, the thing is, though, is that they kind of throw the baby out with the bathwater, right? Okay, I'm using my mom's expressions. I'm getting old now. But, you know... At the end of the
beer come out my toes, man.
Whereas, you know, sure, you can have a filter for shit. That's great. But at the end of the day, a lot of the problem is that the people don't have the aggregates. They don't have the hookups. They don't have whatever it is to be well known. But their music is absolutely fantastic.
Right.
So that's the con of that, right? Sure, it takes a long time to get onto Beatport and this and that, but you're also passing out people that are fucking phenomenal. Mm-hmm. And what I really don't understand, this a little Beatport rant, Beatport's $1.99 for an MP3, okay?
Right.
I go to Track It Down or Juno more than Beatport, truthfully speaking. How come they're $2.57? What the fuck? How the fuck did they get to that number? Honestly. I don't...
57 cents?
Dude, what the fuck? I don't get it.
Couldn't it be 3 cents or 13 cents? Or
why 57? It almost makes me fucking crazy. Why is it?
You couldn't make a nice round number.
A nice round number. And they don't charge tax, right? So but it's a fucked up number, and I don't know why. And I don't know why it's 58 cents more than Beatport.
Yeah.
I don't understand why. It's the exact same template of, I don't know. Maybe I'm just a fucking OCD weirdo that I didn't realize.
Well, I hear you. It bothers me. I think it's kind of strange. But what can you do, right? They set their prices.
Well, fair enough. Fair enough. But, you know, they don't get my business as much as... Okay, this is going to sound shitty. And you know what? I'm probably going to get in trouble for saying it. But the fact is that if I want the top 100 tracks, I'll go to Beatport.
Yeah.
Right? If I want the Lodestar, if I want the Rams, if I want the Sub Focus, if I want fucking mainstream tracks, is that fair?
I don't know. You know what? I can't even say it's mainstream. It's just saying it's mainstream nowadays.
Okay. All right. So just...
More popular.
Okay. More popular. All right. We'll go with more popular. Robbie's trying to save my fledgling DJ career before it starts. Thanks, buddy.
No, your career started like 20 years ago.
But yeah. I mean, that's where I go for that. Because, I mean, if I'm going to spend, if I'm going to buy them anyway, I'll spend them for $1.99.
Yeah.
So I go crate digging on the Track It Down and Juno and that sort of thing.
What's the fun in that, though? You know, I like going to the, you know, to the record shop and digging through all the CDs and the vinyl. And now you just like...
Well, but like you just said, it's technology.
There, you're there at 3 o'clock in the morning. Yeah, that's true, right? It is technology. You move with it. But your life becomes a lot more faster and then more hectic. Because you want to get all these things done in a certain day. You can't just take time off to enjoy the thing.
Yeah, okay. I hear you on that.
Like,
I mean...
I like digging crates. I like driving my car, right? I don't know what the hell that has to do with.
Neither do I. He's drunk already? That's good. That's great.
Nice.
No, I agree with you. I mean, but going back to your comments saying, you know, keep it moving, right? I mean, I would love to go. I mean, some of my best memories are Tuesdays and Thursdays and doing the circuit for the new releases at the record shops. I fucking, some of my favorite memories. I mean, music memories. I don't want to talk about, like, better than my kids being born. But, well.
The first time I found the Everything But The Girl remix.
That's right. I found Everything But The Girl.
That trumped everything, even when my kid was born.
Well, kind of. It was $7, you know? Right. Anyway.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, but what are you going to do? You know, I mean, even buying collections isn't in person anymore. It's on eBay. It's on Kijiji. It's on TorontoJungle.com. It's, you know, like right. You're buying vinyl collections. You're not even crate digging anymore. So you just fucking keep it moving. Whatever. Right. I do hate burning discs, though. That's a fucking drag and a half.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Because you're trying to battle, okay, do I want to play? And then you end up burning two discs of the same track so that you don't get pigeonholed into mixing the same way every time. So you got to have, you know, because what are you going to do? You have like 5 tracks on one, 5 tracks on the other. There's only a certain amount of ways you can mix it. Unless you have two of the same, then it multiplies. Yeah, it's something for me to get used to, right? And then using Traktor and all of that stuff. I don't know. When I first got back into DJing, I started using Traktor and, you know, the laptop thing. Then you become really dependent on looking at it, and you get that, you know, the Serato or what is it called? The laptop face. You're just kind of staring blankly at it instead of like feeling what you're doing. You're like making sure your BPM is matched to 2 decimal points. It's like, okay, you know what? Fuck all this, you know? So, yeah, I bought an S4 and then I sold it promptly. It feels like cheating almost. And I don't want to get into a debate about controllers and all that bullshit. To me, it feels like cheating.
I can't even talk to this because I don't even DJ.
Fair enough. Fair enough. The fact is, I just
don't
fuck
even
it.
Have a deck, though.
It's okay. You make t-shirts.
I make t-shirts. I play the music.
In your car?
In my car. Speaking of which, I'm planning on buying a car, not to drive, on the track. But what I'm going to do is, I've had my eye on this 96 Honda Civic hatchback. You racers out there are going to EK. And I'm going to gut it, and rims on there, brakes, you know, all that nice stuff. And then it's my little track car. But I'm going to keep one thing in there.
So you can race and fucking head bob?
Dude, head bob. I'm going to be having a whole head.
When you're getting into the guys like slipstream and shit and like trying to overtake
yeah,
them?
Yeah, I don't think I'll be at that level.
Oh, it's not NASCAR?
No, in going around in circles, left.
Three lefts make a right, or yeah. Three rights make a left?
Yeah, that's right. There you go. Tony's making another left. Passing Bob. Passing Bob Jr. Bob Jr. Jr.
So, okay, you lost me, though, because you're going to put rims on a racing car.
Oh, yeah, I was going to have a racing rim.
Oh, there's racing rims.
Yeah, I'm not going to spend real good money on racing rims. I'm just going to get, like, whatever I can find used.
What are racing rims for? What's the purpose of them?
Well, technically, they're later.
Oh, okay.
Later, yeah. But I'd get them. Nice on the track, come on.
As you spin out and blow into a fucking exactly. No, fireball.
You spend the money on your brakes and your tires.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but yeah, I'm going to have a nice speaker set up there.
Now, is this high-speed racing, like
no,
heavy
duty? No, it's just lapping. It's a nice little windy. But, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Of course, a nice little drone bass mix to take you through the, you know, 1 hour of racing.
That sounds too fucking scary for me, man. Well, I drive 10 and 2.
But you're not really doing, like, 110 down these turns and corners, right? It's hard to describe. It's not like F1 racing or GT racing, right? It's, they just call them lap days, where you just take you can take a normal car on the back. You can take your car back, make your rounds. You just need...
Really?
You just need a helmet.
Why would I need a helmet if I'm driving my own fucking car? I'm not going to...
I have safety around. I mean, really? Sign a waiver.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I should take the Magnum into that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. People will be like, holy shit, what's this guy got under the hood?
3.5 semi-hemi, baby.
That thing's got a Hemi?
No, I couldn't afford a Hemi. You know what my insurance was going to be for a fucking Hemi?
Same as a BMW M3, man.
At the very least, $486 a month. It's not worth it. I'm not a car guy, right? No, not really. I mean, I build cars for a living.
You build cars, but
that's all I do. I mean, more specifically, because that sounds kind of exotic.
Yeah.
No, I put brakes in cars. That's my only job.
Yeah, how many people know how to put brakes on a car, though?
Well, it's only the brake lines into the booster, right? Yeah, that's all I do. So. I won't say the company, but that's what I do.
So when you're in your car and you're in a real good mood, what are you listening to?
It depends. It really depends. If I'm with the kids, nothing with swearing. Right. But if it's Raga, they can't understand it anyway. So it's I can get away with that. A couple of pussy clots here and there. Not going to hurt anybody, you know? what I'm going to listen to on the way to California's tonight is I'm going to listen to Mike's new mix, Deep Feels Volume 3.
Mike, six is new mix. Wow. So I'll be truthful about this. I saw him post it a couple days ago, and then you posted it, and then today I posted it on the Deviant Culture Facebook page, and I didn't even listen to it. Honestly, I'm like, that's Mike. He's one of my buddies.
Yeah, just show support.
And then I was listening to a podcast. I won't name which one, and I'll just say his word is God.
That kind of narrows it down, doesn't it?
Yeah, I don't know. Anyways, comedian.
Joe Rogan.
yeah. Everything he says is true. So, yeah, and I'm like, okay, I'll listen to this next mix. And that was it. I've never listened to a mix twice in a row when I'm sitting at work doing my work, right? So usually after the first one, I'm like, okay, next, whatever. And this one, like I'd say 10 minutes into it, I felt like I was sitting on a patio somewhere in Barcelona looking over a beach with, you know, Spanish place. Six, Mike, and good job.
Nice. Good job, man. That sounds great.
Yeah. You should rename it to Spanish Titties.
What was the Deep Feels, right? Deep Feels of Spanish Titties in Barca. I don't know. I'm just throwing shit out there. Hopefully it'll stick, you know?
Maybe he'll rename it to that. No, but yeah, it was a mix.
Yeah?
Yeah, well impressed.
Right, I look forward to listening to that tonight. Oh, what else is popping? I don't really have much else to talk about, truthfully speaking. There are a few things. I mean, we have, what, DJ Hype at the government?
Hype's at government
this week. And that's a Destiny event, Project Hype. And, we all know who Hype is. I mean, good Lord. Just go.
It's DJ
Hype. Yeah. I've seen him a few times. He's something to watch. He's a good showman. Right?
Who's opening for him? Oh, Lush.
Oh, that's right. Big Bad Lush.
The Bad Man Lush.
Now, honestly, go for Lush. Stay for Hype. Okay? Yeah. Like, that's kind of where I'm at. I mean, if you don't know who DJ Lush is by now, and I'm not talking about Toronto or Canada. I'm talking worldwide. He's arguably... technically the best DJ I've ever heard, ever, ever, ever.
Really? That's a bold statement.
It's a bold statement. That's I'm going to tell you why I say that.
Why do you say that? please, John, tell me, why do you say that?
Okay, well, this dates me a little bit, right? It was the Millennium Year in Review on Renegade Airwaves.
All
right. It was him and Natural. And they do the Thursday nights Renegade Airwaves. Did a year in review from 1999, right? All the top tracks. It was a 3 fucking hour mix. Absolutely flawless. And it was on the fly. Because there's no way you... I mean... A, number one, it's vinyl, right? Number two, how are you going to plan a 3-hour set? I mean, and do it like every week.
Right.
It's nuts. It was absolutely flawless. Played every single Wicked track and not just played it, but like interestingly mixed it. And that was, and every time I saw him play out, it was a different set. There was never two mixes that were the same. Always something different. Consistently could fucking smash a dance. That's my opinion, but I'm fucking sticking to it. And I don't care who wants to argue with me about it. Fuck you. I'm not going to throw gloves down with you.
He's a phenomenal DJ. I can say a lot of people are phenomenal. I have no DJs. I agree. DJ Lush's sets are pretty dope.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wow. Dead air.
Dead air? Dude, it's so fucking hot here.
It's unbelievable, man.
My back is all sweaty. My face.
We're so excited to record. I wanted to turn the AC off just to make sure there was no like low-end hum. And I was like, ooh, it's working. I fucking turned it off, started recording, and now it's halfway across the room. Dude, I'm dying. Hey, hold on. I'm going to go turn it on. Fuck it. Hang on. All keep right, talking.
You go turn it on.
Keep talking.
I'll prevent the dead air from happening. Yeah. So going back to the car, I'm excited about my car that I'm thinking about buying. I'm not sure when it's going to happen, but I'm really excited about it.
All right. Good? I'm terribly sorry. Yeah. The temperature is 95, and it's, what time is it?
It's 20 to 10.
20 to 10 at night, and it's fucking 94 degrees in my house. Kill me.
Okay, so what's on the plate for Interface Audio?
Well.
Other than, well, we won't even get to the website. We already talked about that. But
the website will be up when
what's on your plate?
Well, I've got some great tunes that,
Can you mention some names?
Yeah, absolutely I can. Guy we were talking about earlier, Six.
Six.
Got some soulful vibes. He's a great producer. Great producer.
This man, you know how long he's been producing for, right?
No idea.
Oh, easy 10 years.
Oh, really?
10 years. And he's just starting to show off his tracks.
Well, yeah, when I met him, he was very, almost humble to a fault. Oh, I don't know, you know, my music is, it's okay. It's not great. No, I mean, he gave me a CD of 30 tracks, each one better than the next, better than the one. Going across genres, drum step, he did a little bit of dubstep stuff in there, but mostly it was solid liquid stuff. And so I'm gonna put out some of his stuff. There's Scales and the Junkie. They've been my friends for probably 15 years, and they're producing some absolutely smashing tracks. That's more of like dance floor heavy, you know. I don't want to say main room music, cause everybody's stuff that I hear these days is main room stuff. It's just big bold, you know, kind of, you know, anyway. A new signing, Damage.
Damage.
Yeah, he's a, I don't want to say jazz and bass kind of guy.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of real instruments.
Yep.
Super nice guy, really motivated to make music.
Mm-hmm.
And he's signed to a couple of labels already.
Right.
I mean, you know, he didn't see dollar one from them. It's one of these, you know.
Really?
Yeah, it's like a label from Russia signed him, you know. Das is good, yeah. You know, that's cool.
They signed on the vodka bottle.
That's right.
I'm not making stereotypes or anything like that to our Russian listeners out there.
No, no.
If there are any, but...
No, I agree with you 100%.
I just like making fun of people.
Me too. I get it. But he...
Do you get offended? Fuck you.
Exactly. Right. Suck it up.
Yeah.
He, the problem was he signed away the publishing rights. So he... That music is no longer his.
Oh, shit.
Right? Yeah.
So he didn't read the contract? Or whatever he did, right?
Well, I think he just wanted to put music out, and I get that. So,
yeah, you get excited. You know, you're like a little kid. You're in a candy store. You're
He didn't send it to anybody. They asked him for it, right? So that is even doubly more exciting.
Yeah.
You know, it's one thing to send
like
out your
shit. That's like a candy store coming to you.
That's right. That's right. You know, they're pouring the lick 'em stick down your face,
I'm
you know.
Freaking out!
That's right.
Oh, my God!
So, yeah, and then hopefully, there's going to be some collabs, me and Scales, me and everybody pretty much, because I don't trust myself yet, so I need some second ears. It's been a long time since I produced anything on my own, so I got to play catch up with these guys. That's pretty much what it comes down to.
You think so?
I do think so. I made a few things on my own, and the response is good, but they say, you know, the most common response is, wow, that's a great retro sound. I'm like, fuck, I made that like 8 minutes ago.
Oh.
You know what I mean? So I'm not up to date with like the technology and all this other stuff, right? Like I know what I like. I don't know how to make it.
Right.
I mean, so hopefully I can catch up and these guys can sort me out and maybe not.
So what are you producing on? What are you using?
I use Logic.
Logic?
Yeah, I got a Mac for my birthday last year.
Yeah.
And I tried to fucking figure that out. Up until that point, I was using a PC and I was using Reaper. I don't want to give away secrets, but anyway... Yeah, Reaper's fantastic. I mean, for anybody who's trying to just bust in and make music and doesn't want to outlay money in case they don't like it or whatever, Reaper's free.
A lot of people.
Absolutely, I agree. You know, instead of using pirated Ableton, and, you know, I don't have anything against Ableton, but this pirated software shit, like, I'm guilty of that, too, at one point. I pay for all my shit now because the difference is astounding. But that being said, Reaper's free until you start making money. So if you just want to fuck around, get used to it, it's very intuitive. And for free, it's phenomenal. Like, there's nothing you can save, you can export, you can do all that shit. You can, you know, there's nothing that's been stopped or cut.
I need my software to save and export. Because it does that. You can tell me to fuck off anytime.
All right, well, fuck off. No. Yeah, but I mean, that was a good piece of gear for a long time. And then a lot of these guys are doing, you know, professional people.
Right.
And again, there's nothing wrong with just fiddling around. But a lot of the bigger boys use Logic and Mac and this and that. So I figured, well, if I'm going to make this next step, and not to mention with design as well, you need a Mac, I think.
Right.
Because I remember trying to do Photoshop stuff on a PC.
Well, no, I wouldn't say you need a Mac to do your graphic work. Like, I'm in graphics, right? And I've been using a Mac since, you know, I was in high school, because I was like a teenager. And that's what I grew up using, right? But I had a PC and I had all the software on it. And it's just getting used to like the right click and everything. But if you know, I think it's the same, personally.
Really?
Some things are like, you know, the interface is slightly different. You know, the look's kind of different. I personally like the Mac. I think they're more user friendly, but I, you know, at the end of the day, if you know how to use Photoshop, it won't matter, or Illustrator or InDesign or Quark. Now I'm dating myself.
Yeah, you are, dude.
You know, it doesn't make a difference if you're on a Mac or a PC.
Really?
Yeah, no.
All right, fair enough.
And people who say there's a big difference and they're, then you know what? They got fucking issues, man. You wouldn't complain if you, you know, can afford a Mac.
They're fucking pricey, dude.
They're fucking expensive, man.
Wow.
Holy shit.
I got a Mac Mini. It was $700. $700 fucking dollars.
Little fucking box where you can go get a PC. It gives you a giant screen, a home theater system.
Yeah.
Right? And a giant tower where you have, like, you know.
And sometimes a full release, if you're lucky.
Yeah.
If you go on a sale day.
Yeah, and probably a blowjob with it.
That's what I'm saying. Jesus Christ. Yeah, but I don't know. I find a difference. I find a difference. And maybe not so much with the design work, but with audio.
Yeah.
It handles audio a lot better. Like, when I was using Reaper on a PC,
yep.
You have 45 tracks and it starts to chug and chop and all this kind of stuff, but the exact same project on a Mac, like, fucking knife through a butter, man. It's great. So, but yeah, Logic is where I'm at, and I am by no means anywhere close to being good with it, but you know, I got a lot of good people around me that help me and
right.
teach me, and Lord knows I love to make music, and that's kind of, you know, the whole idea of this label was to do that, right? Is because I don't feel confident in sending it out to anybody.
It's not about feeling confident, it's just about just doing it.
I agree.
Just go out there and fucking do it. Who cares what other people have to say? I don't care. I don't care what people have to say about my stuff.
Well,
you don't like it, you don't like it. Fuck you.
Right, but I mean,
at least I'm doing something. What are you doing? You're sitting there on your ass not doing shit.
That's true. But I mean, at the end of the day, if I'm sending it to labels, I want them to like it. If
right.
you keep getting fucking...
Yeah, but you guys... Yeah.
Thank you for your submission, but... So at the end of the day, if you can really put it out on your own,
yeah.
The only one that's going to tell you they don't like it is the customers.
Right.
Fuck it, you know?
It's okay, but hey, as long as it's getting play, you know,
yeah.
you're getting play in the club, then all that matters, right?
Yeah, man. So
you know what?
Go ahead.
Label, it's going to release very soon.
I think so.
I'm going to push you over the edge. You're going to do it. You're
psychologically?
Say, yeah.
Okay.
Say, that's it. Ravi, you made me change my mind. I'm going to do it right now. Right
really?
Now.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I got to tell you, it's almost like writer's block, if that makes any sense. You get to a certain point, and then it almost becomes overwhelming.
In what sense, though? What issue are you having right now?
Okay, well, I'm finding out through talking to different people and this and that, but this is actually how everybody does it. But when you're kind of, to me, you're building your own label, you're in a bubble. You don't really want to give away too much of what you're doing to other people because you don't know. Like, I mean, you just get paranoid about your own thing.
Right.
And then you think, oh, I'm not doing it the way that, you know, this is doing it or that person's doing it or this big label. But at the end of the day, you start talking to people, you realize that, you know, everybody's got to start somewhere.
Right.
So even if it's a DIY situation and you're like got a patchwork website and, you know, whatever X amount of things that you're worried about, if the music is good, it'll speak for itself, and that's all that matters,
and,
right?
Yeah, and exactly. That's all that matters.
And that's really what it comes down to is the music that I have from these guys, to me, it's top-notch. I think it's fantastic. I mean, Mike's been on The Prophecy. They did a huge, like, what do you call it? Showcase of his music, all this kind of thing. People like it, right? I think maybe what it comes down to is that I want to showcase it in the best way possible. I don't want to shortchange any of these guys because, A, they're giving me their music on faith, right? Uh-huh. They don't, I mean, they know me, but they don't know who the fuck, what, okay, great. He talks a good game, but we haven't seen fuck all from this guy in 10 years.
Right.
Okay.
It's not like you're going to be submitting or releasing your music to, like, you know, some Somali pirate fucking website where they distribute no. music through there, right?
Well, yeah, because, you know, nobody gets paid that way,
yeah,
right?
Exactly. You They'll know? Just hijack all your shit.
But then again, I mean, that being said, being on a torrent site, at least somebody cares enough and liked it enough to not want to pay for it. I'm trying to make something good out of that whole thing. I mean, because that's really, at the end of the day, what's killing
the
fucking
what?
Music business.
Just get the website out. That's it. Once the website out is up and running and it's out there and everyone can see it, you have no other choice. You have no other option to just do it.
Because now it's out there.
It's out there. My you dick's don't want to let everyone else down, right? Label.
Well, that's exactly the problem, right? That's where you almost get stage fright. Like, I don't want to come across as being this pussy,
just
right?
Just do it, man. Take that first step.
Yeah.
It's that first step.
You know, I know that in this climate, we're not going to be making millions of dollars, right? But the fact
what
is, I would
are
just...
What Willis?
Well, I mean, I want to be realistic, right? I want to be realistic. Would I like to be a Ram? Fuck yeah. Do I think I'm going to do it in the first six releases? Probably not. That's okay. That's okay. But that is the goal. Honestly, that's the goal. Like, they're a social media machine. Mm-hmm. They're... a distribution machine. They're a brand.
Yeah, but they've been doing it for time. That's why.
22 years or
yeah,
something.
See, there you go.
No, I get it. Yeah, so one of these days, soon, I'm going to have everything out.
Like, it's going to be very soon.
I think it's going to be very soon. I've got lots of great tracks from these guys. Like, I have probably 6 months worth of releases from these guys. And I mean, like, that's like every 2 weeks.
What the fuck are you waiting for?
Well, it's one of those things where we want to make sure that they're happy with it. Mastering is good. Mastering isn't cheap.
No, it's not.
God damn.
No, it's not.
So anybody out there who, you know, does mastering cheap, get at me. Void Music, MUUZIK @gmail.com. Let me know. And, you know, daddy needs the shit mastered.
That's right. So I got some Twitter addresses here for people to follow here. One is @dmbculture.ca. The other one is Void Music, @Void Music.
Nope, it's @ Interface Audio.
Oh, okay.
INTA Face Audio.
Okay. So we got @DMB Culture, @Interface Audio, and then our podcast is Bass Cult Podcast. So look us up, Twitter, follow us, and we'll do our thing.
Well, now this is the first episode, so we're just trying to get our feet wet, figure it out, have a little chat, have a little laugh. And you know what? We would have been a little bit more animated. Fuck, I can't even talk. It's so hot.
Animated.
Goddamn. But it is so fucking hot, and we've had so many beers. I'm stuck to this chair.
Soaked, man.
It's terrible. Gross. It's like being in a hot box. It is absolutely terrible. But that being said, you know, first episode. I hope you thought it was funny. Or
if you don't like it, let us know through Twitter, @BassCultPodcast. And we can tell you to fuck off.
Yeah, hey, I love hearing that I suck. So, you know, anytime you want to say that.
If you love it, awesome.
If you don't, well, that's cool too. I get it. I'm okay with that because
I'm not okay with it.
I like haters, man. If people hate you, odds are you're doing something. You know what I mean?
Which is true. But why you gotta go tell everyone they suck?
Well,
are you that self-conscious about yourself? You have that much attitude where you have to tell people that you suck?
Maybe. I don't know. I tell people they suck all the time. Mind you, it's in my car with the windows rolled up and shit. You suck, fuck you! And I drive away, but...
No, I just don't think people should be going around telling, you know, that guy's a fucking douchebag because he drives a Ford, or that guy, your podcast fucking sucks because you guys are talking about shit the whole time. Like, okay, if it sucks, then don't listen.
No, I agree with that. I agree with that, you know, and that...
But still, your opinion matters.
Yeah, I want to hear it. I mean, because, I mean, if it's something that we can change, or... You know what? Fuck you. I don't want...
Constructive criticism.
I'm not changing shit for any of you motherfuckers out there. But at least I won't admit it.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so we're going to be having guests soon. We're lining up some pretty interesting Toronto guests and some international ones, if you can believe it. If they can fucking manage to sit in this heat in my fucking living room. Holy God. I said studio earlier. I just let it slip that it's my living room. But... Same difference. Doesn't it sound professional, people? It sounds professional. I have microphones and everything. We each have one. I have a mixing board. I got CDJs and a Mac.
We have beer.
I mean, mind you, it's Coors Light, but it's still beer. Yeah, so that was that. So hopefully you enjoyed it. Let us know, like Robbie said, @BassCult on Twitter. We'll have a Facebook page soon, I suppose. But I
don't think this Facebook thing's played out, man. I like this Twitter thing. You know, if you want to hate on us, you have 140 characters to hate on us with.
Dude, good point. You can only tell us to go fuck
and
our mothers
in
140 characters.
You can love us with multiple tweets.
But that works the other way, too. They could fucking hate us with like 9 tweets.
No, you can block them. Don't worry.
Oh, that's true. That's true. You know what I heard is a good way? Report for spam and then block the fuckers.
Yeah, that's right. There
All right. Okay. All right. I'm on this fucking. Yeah, fuck Facebook. Anyways, that's our first show.
Yep. And make sure you hit up dmbculture.ca.
Yeah,
get yourself a t-shirt.
That's right. Get your junglist wares, motherfuckers.
Yep.
And, yeah. So, until next time. Peace.
See ya.